Now in the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, visiting with East Sac County coach Eric McCullough to recap the Raiders' home loss to Southeast Valley 36-7. And coach, first of all, your general thoughts on looking back on the game.
Ryan, I think we did some things much better than we did the week before. We still got a little bit of small things we really talked about with the kids that we have to get cleaned up and get better at. We made a lot of hits, didn't finish our tackling, kind of things like that. They can kind of come back and kind of haunt you a little bit when you get in a tight ball game. I think we played well with them. They kind of hit a big screen pass late in the second quarter. I think kind of opened things up a little bit for them, got us kind of on our heels a little bit. But we did some good things. I think our run game has improved. Our pass game, we're still, I think, struggling a little bit with the catching. So some things to work on this week before we prepare to go to Shenandoah.
Well, their quarterback, Nolan Brand, had a big game, throwing touchdown passes twice to Dakota Jashke, their star receiver, and that first one coming on fourth and goal from the 6-yard line late in the first quarter. But you strike back with an 11-play drive capped by a nice 13-yard run by your quarterback, Sam Scott.
Yeah, you know, that was a great response, and our kids made some big plays that drive. To keep the chains moving and then kind of keep us going that area. We ran a little off-tackle option play with Sam, and he made a read to keep up the middle, and it was a good play.
And that 49-yard touchdown pass you alluded to that Southeast Valley got on the ensuing drive, and that came on a 3rd and 13 and a real backbreaker, which unfortunately couldn't bounce back from.
Yeah, you know, that's we had them, like you said, 3rd and long. And then I believe we had brought some pressure there.
Yeah.
And then we got kind of caught in the middle of that screen. And that Schweder kid that caught that, he's a good football player. He's big and strong. And you could definitely tell he's put some time in after he caught that ball. He took off. So, like you said, I think that kind of set the tone for kind of the rest of the game.
You know, through the airwaves for you guys, it was kind of a struggle again, but probably maybe a lot of the credit for that goes to Sam had some time to throw, but were their defensive backs doing a pretty good job in covering your wideouts?
Yeah, I think so, and then that was one thing. They come out in man, and our kids, I don't think we're quite prepared for that. you got to be able to run your routes and keep running them across. We tried some rub routes and stuff, and the timing just didn't kind of work out the way we wanted it to, and it's just some things we got to get better at in that area.
Grant Gansmer had a sack just before halftime, your leader there, and Reed Vondrak also had a nice game in that regard.
Yeah, our inside linebackers, they did a nice job. Grant, 4 solos, I believe 15 assists, sack and 2 tackle for loss. And Reed, I mean, he had 10 assists and 1.5 tackles for loss. They both did a fine job at that linebacker spot, and we just got to be able to. We had a few misses too, you know, and just those things we got to kind of finish. And I thought we did a good job keeping their tailback pretty much in check. We got, and you know, when you're trying to look at stopping that tailback and stopping that wide receiver from those big plays, and we come out in a kind of a 3-4 look to try and counter that, and they're just kind of taking advantage a little bit in that trap stuff, so we're back to the 4-4, and their coaching staff did a nice job of making adjustments and kind of attacking us in our weak spot. So just one of those things that you have to play hard all the time. You can't give up those little things.
East Sac coming off a 36-7 loss to Southeast Valley last night and on the road next week for a showdown with Shenandoah. Some comments from Raiders coach Eric McCullough. Thanks for the time, coach. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thanks, Ryan.